most farmers plant their seeds in the spring and harvest in the fall. But on this farm, spring is just one of the many times they will be planting. It's a place that grows three or four crops each year, and it takes a small army to accomplish the task. We go there on today's edition of The American Countryside. 2012 was a tough crop year on our farm, but AgriGold was at the top of the class. Now, AgriGold introduces the Hybrid Series, the next evolution of hybrid seed corn. The Giant, Regional, and Limited Series represent AgriGold's unique and diverse lineup featuring their high-yielding giants. AgriGold's global genetic breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists help you grow more corn on every acre. I know because I grow them and see the giant results. For more information, contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333 or visit agrigold.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Ramon Molinari oversees the AgriLiant Research Farm near Santa Isabel, Puerto Rico. The island's warm year-round climate makes this a great place to grow several crops each year.
We can grow corn all year round. We basically can do three generations a year here in full-season material.
There are 428 acres here conducting research on both GMO and conventional hybrids.
It's a very labor-consuming operation, especially because most of what we are doing here is hand-pollinated nurseries. And then we have 550 employees.
And with administration and supervisors, Ramon has over 600 people working on this 420-acre farm. It's a very labor-intensive process. Training is a constant at facilities in Puerto Rico.
We have 550 employees as an average every year. Around 50 or 60% of them are new every year, so we have to train them in a couple of weeks to start working and start doing everything.
Turnover can be high, as farm workers may work for different companies each year or find work in other non-ag jobs.
50% of our plantings are non-GMO. We have to send that seed 100% clean, GMO-free. That's what makes the operation here a little more complicated. That
even the harvest is a labor-intensive process.
Everything is harvested by hand. Some of them will be shelled by hand also and sent already shelled to one of our clients in Europe. But most of the other programs will be shipped to them on ears.
We'll have more from this unique and important farm next time as we travel the countryside in Santa Isabel, Puerto Rico. I'm Andrew McCrae.